Hello and welcome to the Animal Intuitive Show. My name is Anne Angelo Webb. I am the Animal Intuitive. And here on the Animal Intuitive Show, we talk about all things animal, all the wonderful things that animals do in the world and ways that we can improve the lives of our pets. Tonight, I have some very special guests with me. I'm here with Alyssa Hoke and Corey Thompson from Jasper Ridge Farm. Jasper Ridge Farm provides animal-assisted therapy for veterans and active military members, as well as many other adults and children. In honor of Veterans Day, we'll be focusing on their veteran programs, but we're also going to be talking about, in general, all of their programs. So, Corey and Alyssa, welcome, and please tell us a little bit about your roles at Jasper Ridge Farm.
Hi, thanks for having us on tonight. We're excited to participate with you. My name is Alyssa. I'm the general manager, so I kind of oversee the daily operating here at Jasper Ridge Farm, you know, oversee our programs, our volunteers, barn activity, the animal care. I wear a lot of hats here at Jasper Ridge Farm.
And I'm Corey. I'm the program director here. And so I reach out, try to get programs on the schedule, arrange for the volunteers that we'll use on each of our visits, whether it's a mobile visit that we go to the client or if we have clients come here to us. And if we go to it, I drive the animals over there to the mobile location and we meet all of our volunteers and have the visit there and bring them all back, get it all loaded up again for the next one. So basically, yeah, oversee the programs
Okay. That
we have here.
She makes it all happen.
Thank you. It all sounds so interesting. We want to really get into it. I am just wondering how the two of you came to work at Jasper Ridge Farms, what your backgrounds are.
Mine's a very funny way of coming this direction and route. I was, my background is in high tech startups, most of it marketing for 12 years. And I was really burnt out, so decided to take a break. And I started volunteering at Jasper Ridge Farm because of my love of animals and wanting to give back. And I just felt so passionate about what the organization was doing and what I was seeing with my own eyes of the effect the animals, the positive effect the animals were having on the clients. When our founder, Wendy Mattis, offered me a job, I couldn't resist and just shifted careers and started working.
So how did Jasper Ridge Farm get its start?
So Wendy Mattis, our founder, 10 years ago in 2009, she was giving horseback riding lessons to a little girl who developed a brain tumor. And the little girl, you know, through all her treatments, she kept coming out and riding, and her mom said it's really the only time she was herself and felt free. Didn't have to wear a headscarf, wasn't worried about how she looked. And then came the time where the little girl was no longer able to come out and ride anymore. So Wendy decided that she was gonna borrow a miniature horse from someone she knew, and she loaded that mini up into a trailer and went to the little girl's house in the suburbs and walked the miniature horse into the front door, into the living room where the little girl was. And Wendy said it was like that horse knew why it was there and went straight up to the little girl and put her head down and just sat with the little girl. And it was so powerful and moving to Wendy. She knew she wanted to do this and have this experience for more people.
That's amazing. And it's perfect because this is obviously a show that got started with its sort of roots in animal communication, because I'm a professional animal communicator, and I wanted to draw attention to the amazing things that animals are doing. And so that's a perfect example of how animals just know. We have to give them such credit for their emotional depth and understanding. And I'm sure you have many stories like that.
We do.
I want to hear some of that for sure, some more. Maybe just tell us a little bit more about what the various programs are at Jasper Ridge.
Okay, since we're going to dive in a little bit to our Horse Heroes program, which is for veterans, I'll kind of cover a few of our other ones. You know, we started with our Animals Helping Children program, which was where we started taking the animals to visit Ronald McDonald House, where there's children and their siblings living there. One of the children being treated at Stanford Hospital for some type of, usually a life-threatening illness, something serious. So Animals Helping Children kind of, it started its roots in Ronald McDonald House, and then it grew to visiting families in homeless shelters and women's shelters. So working with the kids that are, you know, dealing with homelessness or domestic violence. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of expanded, and we have our Student Buddies program, which is focused on youth mental health. So what started is doing de-stress visits in local schools, where we took the animals on finals week to the local high school, and the kids come out in the middle of finals week, and there's a miniature horse and goats and sheep and chickens in the middle of their quad, you know, and they get to just have fun and relax or be in the moment with that animal instead of worrying about mental health agencies that focus on youth mental health. So we've been working with one agency that has intensive outpatient programs for these teens who have severe depression and anxiety, a lot of them having suicidal thoughts or tendencies. And we take the animals to visit with them, giving them another outlet for their emotions. We also have our Animals Helping Inmates program, where we visit one of the local jails in Santa Clara County. We go to one of the female units and bring the animals there. We walk them through the hallways of the jail out into the women's yard, and we visit with them out there. This is, you know, women who are incarcerated aren't able to show affection or hold someone's hand or hug, so they're able to snuggle a bunny or wrap their arms around a, you know, a miniature horse and really have some feelings and have something to share with one another and with their families back home, you know, that they're not able to be connected to. It gives them something to talk about back at home. What else is there? Oh, horse buddies. Horse buddies is one of our main programs, where it's horseback riding for special needs children. So we have kids that are in adapted physical education classes come out and ride three Fridays in a row if they're physically able to. These groups could have autism, Down syndrome, physical issues. And it's really a fun, special program to see these kids come out and accomplish something that they've never experienced before, or something that they think that they can't do.
Overcome discomfort and fears sometimes.
Just really connect with an animal. And there could be a child who's non-communicative, but is able to, through hand motions that we teach them, to, you know, signal the horse to walk on, to start, or to mm-hmm. stop the horse, you know, and they're able to learn the commands.
Okay, wonderful. That's great. I actually did work in an outpatient mental health facility, and one of my colleagues had a dog named Zoli, a little black pug, who it was just amazing how the children would be able to relate, children who've been traumatized, because that was our specialty, and mm-hmm. how they were just able to talk with Zoli there about things that otherwise they just couldn't.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. incredible, but you know all about this. So tell us about Horse Heroes. Since we're coming up on Veterans Day soon, tell us a little bit about that program.
So Horse Heroes, we have a few different groups. We have the veterans brought to our program through the recreation therapists at the VA, and we prep one group for a week-long camping trip and horseback riding camping in Idaho. And some of the veterans had never ridden a horse before, so we get them all up to speed and able to handle a horse well enough that they'll be fine and comfortable and confident on this week-long ride, which sounds amazing. We also have a group that group comes from the polytrauma unit at the VA, meaning we're dealing with traumatic brain injury and PTSD sufferers and maybe some other issues, but basically that. We have another group that comes out on another day of the week, and they come from a different section of the VA, where they might be dealing with homelessness or pending homelessness, and they get to work with the horses and go on trail rides as well. And we're talking about bringing in some groups to just do groundwork if the people aren't really appropriate for riding. Sometimes medications that they'll be on make it just not right safe to put them on a horse, but they can enjoy being around the horse bonding with it and working with it. So we've got a group that'll do that kind of thing.
We didn't mention where you are located.
We're in Portola Valley, California, which is the San Francisco Bay Area on the peninsula.
I think that kind of got cut off there. You said that you're on a
Web Ranch property.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I remembered that because that's my name. So tell us, you have the trail riding program. So maybe describe for us or relate to us some experience that an individual has talked about and being in that program versus the, you said that there's that trail riding and then also another one where they're just on
groundwork program. Well, we teach them groundwork as well. We teach them grooming and tacking up. So they do have some ground skills, leading their horse safely. And what we're hoping in the future, we can add more of that kind of class where the people who can't ride or won't be right for riding can join in and do that. And then the other groups, they do some arena work with the instructor. And then we usually, after the arena work, we go out and practice those skills out on the little trails around the ranch. It's a huge ranch.
Wow.
And there's also a really cool obstacle course
that we have
out there that we will teach them how to open a rope gate or how to go over a bridge and how to maneuver poles that are set up in a maze. And it gives them a lot of challenges and opportunities.
Yeah. So what do you observe and what do the people who are participating in the program talk about as far as how doing that kind of activity helps them?
What I hear from them is that they're just happier by the time they leave. Our rec therapist that we work with says that with this particular population, getting them out here to the barn is the win. He goes, if they get here, we're home free, because he knows they'll love the program. And it's very hard to get the commitment, get them to come out. Sometimes they're afraid to come out. They have anxiety attacks or something. But if they get here, I always notice at the beginning, everybody's a little bit quiet, sitting around waiting for the horses. The horses come down the road to us from the other ranch.
Okay.
And it's just a little quieter, a little more on edge. Not on edge, but, just not as loose and palsy.
Yeah.
And afterwards, it's very different. After they get off the horse, they're chit-chatting. We have to kick them off the porch sometimes. So I see that difference in them from the beginning of the session to the end of the session.
Okay.
And there's one vet from the beginning of the, it's about an 8 to 12 week program, was very cantankerous and really didn't want to be told how to do things the proper way, and argued a lot with the instructor. And he now is our total favorite student because he has just softened up.
Aww.
He gets here 2 hours before the class begins and just hangs out here at the farm.
Wow.
He just reads his book or goes around and talks to all the animals, and he's just a big mush now.
That's incredible. That really
a switch to see how it's changed him. Yeah.
I do have one quote from a veteran I could read that I've just found to be so beautiful and touching. Yeah. I think a lot of the veterans are more stoic. They don't always tell us what they're thinking in the moment, but we'll reach out sometimes and ask them. And this is actually from a veteran who spoke at our gala this year, and I just asked him because it's so beautiful, part of it. So I just wanted to read that because I think it gives a really good insight into the impact that the program can have on some of these veterans.
Absolutely. So
he wrote, "Jasper Ridge Farm is a place where magic happens. Mm-hmm. Where other therapies failed me, here I found a pathway to sanity. When others rejected me, here I found acceptance. When I have failed others, here I've been given support, purpose, direction, and a desire to move forward in a positive manner. Here, veterans learn or relearn the value of communication, partnership, and the power of connecting with another special living creature, providing veterans with the opportunity to find a way to reconnect to the world."
Mm, that's amazing. it's
yeah,
changing lives. It definitely sounds like a huge impact is made. You know, I'm just kind of curious to hear more about what you observe as far as the animals and how they interact, how they react to people that they don't know or coming in.
It changes over the course of the program, obviously, as they get to know the person more and the person gets to know them more. But what's fun is we have horses that are wonderful because they have personalities. You know, you don't want a dead, broke, dead-eyed horse. You want a horse who comes in with his own little personality that he brings to the mix. And it's funny how they can be assigned a horse, and we don't even know the vet yet. We just know their size and weight. So we basically assigned just, you know, their height and weight. Okay. And son of a gun, if they don't end up being with a horse that is kind of like them or end up being a little bit like the horse.
Oh, wow.
By the end of it, we had one vet who came in, was very, very quiet, very negative, kind of grumpy, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was put with a very grumpy mare who's been known to turn around and nip people from time to time, but she's awesome on the trail, so she's very safe. And we said, just watch out, she might turn around and try to give you a little nip. And they got along famously, and the vet loved her, and it was just the cutest thing ever. And the guy who has softened up so much and everything, he has a horse with a huge personality who moves around all over the place when he's trying to groom him and poops 3 or 4 times while he's trying to groom him. And he loves it.
That's incredible.
He just keeps talking to him. He talks the blue streak of the horse the entire time he's talking up. So it's really cute to see that. And then you'll see someone who's very quiet and stoic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very straight-laced, quiet, little stoic horse. And seriously, we didn't know this about them until we had them.
Right, yeah.
They're somewhat mirroring.
But the horses might be saying, oh, this guy
this
can handle me.
Yeah. You know, but it's very interesting because people often end up with animals that are like them. You know, I'll even, a whole nother topic is a lot of times I'll find people and their animals have similar health issues.
Okay.
So that's kind of a whole bigger area. You know, I believe that we're gifted or given time with the animals that we need to be with. So that doesn't surprise me, but it's so neat.
It's sure really neat when you see it actually happening. Yeah. And horses are cool because they, if they're good at this job, which not all horses like this job, you know, and they'll make that clear too, obviously, but they'll also know when to not reflect. Do you know what I mean? They'll know when not to pick up on energy that might be a little chaotic or frightened or something. They kind of can then counteract that as well as reflect back.
Yeah.
Which amazes me because you would think you could only do one or the other, but you managed to pull it off.
Yeah, and isn't that actually probably, I would think, part of the therapy in a sense is that it shows, you know, how you don't have to necessarily react to every emotion, not to say that's always feeling like it's in our control. They teach us.
And control is the perfect word to bring up because I think a lot of veterans are very disciplined, strong, intelligent people, and control is a big part of their lives or doing things the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And horses will definitely loosen you up a little bit. If what, don't have a plan, you know what I mean? Your agenda means nothing. So,
yes, right.
It's yeah. They kind of loosen that, shake that up a bit.
The thing about the program, like, sure, they're learning horsemanship skills and how to do what they need to do to be able to ride a horse and the confidence to ride a horse. But they're also, while they're doing all of this, they're able to be present in the moment and mindful and just be with the horse and not be thinking about whatever else has been going on for them. You know, they're with that same horse every time they come out, they're forming this bond and this relationship with the horse where they might have trouble bonding and having a relationship with other humans in their life. They can have this ease of relationship with this horse who's not judging them, who doesn't expect anything from them besides kindness and respect. So they really, I think, can create this beautiful emotional relationship. Mm-hmm. Learning these skills that are helping them overcome challenges, and they're able to, you know, build the confidence and excitement of learning the skills that they are while they're filling their emotional and spiritual needs at the same time.
It's amazing. What do you find makes for a good therapy horse or animal assisted therapy horse, and how did you choose these horses? Where did the animals come from?
We leased the horses from the Web Ranch Riding String, and so our program manager, who is also a family therapist, knows the horses really well because she has worked with that group for so long and knows the vets. And so she's really crucial in picking out who's gonna match who are the good horses to bring up. These horses are superb learning, you know, schoolmasters. They're all kind, gentle, you know, able to be safe, I mean, for anybody getting on them. And so they're not therapy horses per se, the way some therapeutic riding places might have horses that are specially trained, but they're pretty darn good. So we lease them from Web Ranch where we are.
Right. Okay. And what about the other animals at Jasper Ridge? What's their story?
A lot of them we've rescued, adopted. So each one kind of has their own story. You know, we have one miniature horse who was given to us by a family who said she needs to work, she needs a job. And she's just been a great little therapy horse. And then we rescued one of our miniature horses who came from a feral herd. So it was on someone's property, but not being taken care of.
Okay.
So she was rescued by the Peninsula Humane Society and a local equine vet here. And we adopted her from them, and nobody knew because it was so early on, but she was pregnant. So then we have her son also. And then our bunnies we adopt from the Peninsula Humane Society. Our goats and sheep we've gotten from local people. So everybody kind of has their own little story of how they came. And then we spend a lot of time with everybody when they're new. I mean, thankfully, most of our animals have been with us for years now.
And came young.
Yeah. And, you know, so we spend a lot of time socializing them and, what you know, desensitizing them to loud noises, erratic movements,
wheelchairs,
bicycles, you know, things like that before we even take them on a visit. We don't want to stress the animals. We want them to understand that they're safe in whatever environment we're putting them in. And so by doing that socialization and desensitizing before we do start them on visits, we slowly introduce them to what their new job is here at Jasper Ridge Farm.
I see. Okay. And do you have any ones that are just sort of, they stand out sort of characters or have a really interesting story?
Chickens really stand out. I mean, when I started here, I had not dealt with chickens at all. And I think all of us kind of went, they're chickens. But I fell in love with them the minute I held one. And they are the most popular on all the visits. The chickens are the thing that people just flock to.
Huh? Yeah.
But
why do you think that is? What happens? in a chicken visit that
I think the fact that they're unusual and so many people have never held one. Mm-hmm. You know, most people have probably seen horses, you know, or dogs. We have a dog team. Sheep and goats, maybe not as much, but a petting zoo maybe. But the chickens are just, for some reason, fascinating. And when they sit on your lap, they really snuggle.
Oh.
And it's this very light, very soft little creature just sitting there, and then they talk. They talk the whole time.
I think it's comforting for people. And then especially there's one type of chicken called a buff or fainting.
Oh, we love them.
Those two, when they sit on your lap, they don't just sit on your lap. They bury their head into your arm. They like to hide their face. And we've seen one time at we were visiting with that intensive outpatient program for teens with severe depression and anxiety I was talking about. There was a girl who sat for the entire hour with the same chicken in her lap. That chicken, again, you go, I think they know that person that they're with needs them right there, because while I see the chicken stay in laps for quite some time, I've never seen a chicken stay in someone's lap for an hour. We do our visits for an hour. And this girl and this chicken sat for an entire
hour amazing.
Just cuddling.
So at the farm, do they how many animals do you have there, or do you know off the top of your head?
Chickens.
We have about 20 with if you add the chickens in.
And is it sort of like an open area, or do they have like sort of is it a big place,
we're on 3.5 acres.
3 acres.
3 acres. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their own private room, their own private stall.
Uh-huh.
The bunnies live together, and the guinea pigs live together. The goats live together in their little stall, and the sheep live together in their little stall. But it's pretty cush as farms go. Each mini has their own stall. And they all have attached paddocks, so they have an outdoor area that is open to them all the time. And in the morning when we do our chores, we let them run loose. So the sheep will run loose and the goats will run loose.
Okay. So as staff members, are you both doing like administration but also caretaking for the animals? Oh, wow.
Yep. We're very small, leanly run nonprofit. So there's only, you know, a few people on staff. We run with a lot of volunteer help.
Okay.
So because I should mention all of these programs that we've talked about today, we run them free of charge for our clients. We don't charge anything for them.
Great.
So we run solely on donations and grants, and through the help of a lot of volunteers who come and help every day clean and help us on our programs, help the interaction between the animals and the clients.
Okay.
Yeah, so on every visit, there's a person with each animal. Or care of animals, and that protects the animal as well as the person. So they encourage the interaction and teach about the animal and teach about how to interact with it.
Speaking of that, when people are, since not everybody here can get to you all out in California, what should people look for in a program where they might be receiving some animal assisted therapy?
Mm-hmm. I think it's always good to, if you're looking for a specific program, I would say go volunteer for a while. And one of the main things that I think, because I see both sides, is you want happy animals and you want happy staff. And if you don't get that vibe, if the animals aren't stressed out or just tuned out, and you get the feeling that the people are really enthused about what they do, it should fall into place that obviously safety concerns, as far as if you're going to be riding horses, safety, and you would like your instructors certified through either through PATH International or through CHA. So, I mean, that would give you some level of what's the word I'm looking for? That you know they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But as far as animals in general, it's
I mean, if the animals aren't happy and well taken care of and feeling safe, like, you know, I'm sure so many people have gone to petting zoos and it's kind of a free for all and the animals, you know, are open to interact with, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're looking for something more therapeutic, that's not the type of environment, because those animals aren't the ones like our sheep who will go nose to nose and touch their nose to you and look and stare you in the eye, because they're connecting with people. Yeah. It's all, you know, whether it's naturally happened or they just know, and they know when someone needs them. But it's also because they're very well taken care of. We don't overwork them or stress them, so that they're able to give that comfort and joy to the clients.
Yeah, because they'll burn out just like human caretakers.
I know my dog used to do visits to a veterans outpatient program, but you could see at the end, it was time for her to...
Yeah, you can kind of tell when they go, okay, time to punch out.
Right, and there were limits on how many visits you could do in a month, you know, the one.
Yeah, we have to space them out in our busy times so that we're not inundating them.
Yeah, so we mentioned that you have some other programs and we wanted to talk a little bit about that. Mm-hmm. So maybe we could talk about one of those programs a little bit more.
I mean, I'd love to give you some examples of kind of the, you know, human animal interaction that I've seen during some of these programs. Because I think that almost highlights even more than what the program is. Mm-hmm. I mean, if anyone's interested, how the programs work basically with our farm animals is we're set up, we set our animals up kind of like in stations. So when people come, whether we're on site at our farm or off site at a client location with our mobile unit, people can pick and choose whoever they want to visit with, whether it's all the animals or just like that girl with the chicken for an hour. We like to leave it up to the clients to have the experience that they are feeling drawn to. You know, some of our, there's so many things I've been fortunate to see over the time that I've spent here at Jasper Ridge Farm. But like when I was just talking about how the sheep can go nose to nose, there are these quiet animals who just like to eat and didn't like to look at you. And there was, I think it was at Ronald McDonald House, there was a little girl who was not old enough yet to talk and form, you know, words and sentences. But she was with one of our sheep, Oliver. And so they're pretty much, you know, eye level with each other because she was so little. Mm-hmm. And she had something to say and she was just babbling, right? And, you know, she had something to say and Oliver was there to listen. And he just stood there eye to eye with her and just, you know, listened. You know, it always amazes me when I see the animals stay in a specific position with someone for an extended amount of time, because animals move a lot and are constantly looking around or doing something. But we see our animals in certain moments just completely lock in.
Yeah, and you know.
And you know that they know that they're needed in some way. We also had that happened once with a little boy who was here for a summer camp day. He was also from Ronald McDonald House. He had had a heart transplant and was recovering from his heart transplant towards the end of his recovery. So he was able to come out here. And he was in our barn aisle outside of one of our mini horse stalls. And our horse care manager, Margaret, noticed that he was just locking eyes with Yaya, one of our mini horses, and said, you know, would you like to visit her? So opened up the stall and the little boy went in and he just knelt down. And those two just had this quiet interaction. And again, especially Yaya, who is a very active girl and constantly moving around.
And a mare.
And a mare. You know, she's got a lot of spunk. She just stood there staring at him, just engaging. You know, you can't help but, you know, know. And then, you know, when we're at Elmwood, the correctional facility, the jail, you know, we see a lot of tears. The women will be holding an animal and crying. Another thing where you'll see, one of my favorite things that happened in the last 6 months was when we were with that, those teens suffering from severe anxiety and depression. There was someone holding a bunny in their lap and the their therapists are out there with them also during the visit. And I see the therapist just smiling ear to ear. I can't see this teen's face, but I can see the therapist, and I'm thinking, wow, what's happening over there? And I hear the therapist say to the teen, I've never seen you smile before. And you're just continuing to smile. So, you know, the fact that spending time with this bunny was, you know, making this teen, you know, have an emotion that their therapist had yet to see from them, you know, was pretty powerful. So we have, you know, we have stuff like that happen on a pretty consistent basis.
That must be great.
Almost every program, there's a moment where you go, oh, this is why we do this.
Yeah.
I'm just plugging in so we don't lose power here.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. And Wendy, who's here watching, says, awesome, I agree. It's amazing the impact that this program seems to be having on people. And I think probably the animals too, because it's when animals get to work and they have their own purpose on this earth, this gives them a place to walk that out and live that. And so I'm sure it's incredibly fulfilling for them as well, what you all are doing. So I want to keep hearing stories, but I know you do too. You two do have some chores to get to as well. So I don't know if you have.
It is dinner time for the animals right now.
Being so patient.
I've heard a couple of them making some noises in the background. Yeah.
That's so great. What time do you get to work? Do you have to get there super early to feed?
Thankfully, we have someone who lives out here on the ranch that stops by to feed for us first thing early in the morning so we can come at a more reasonable hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people want to either come and be clients or maybe want to get involved in a different way, I'm sure you look for people to help out financially as well. What could they do? Next steps.
If you go to our website, there's a lot of great information. It's jasperridgefarm.org. You can learn about our volunteering program, how to donate. Again, we offer all these programs free of charge and run solely on donations and grants. If you're local and interested in participating in a program, you can email us. There's a info@jasperridgefarm.org email on the website. You'll see, and we can let you know what opportunities there are for you to participate in a program.
If anybody wants any more information about animal communication, you can always go to my site at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. And I'm happy to say the show is now also on some other locations, including podcasting channels. So, just Google and you can find us out there. Thank you so much for being here, Wendy and Corey. This has been such a pleasure. It's been so enlightening and just inspirational. The work you're doing is just spreading light in this world, and it's exciting. So I really appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy to be here. Thank you.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly, my belly. I like my ears rub, I like my paws rub, I like my back rub, I like my tail rub. I like to relax, a massage and some snacks. It's my favorite thing to do. But if you really wanna know what I like, listen close. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly.